Did you know snakes have toes?
Snakes have toes?
No way.
Really?
What?
Are you sure?
Oh, come on.
I want to show you the toes of a snake. I'm Dr. Howard Evans at the Veterinary College of Cornell University. I'm in the anatomy department. And I'd like to show you the toes of a python. This is a Burmese python, about 12 feet long. And here's the tail end right here. And you'll notice at the tail end, it narrows kind of abruptly. And it's right here that the toes stick out from the pelvis. They actually have a pelvic girdle inside. On a rubberized tail, this is a tail of a python. And I've rubberized it, so it's all rubber now. But you can see here's one toe here, and here's the other toe over there. So the toe here is very short. It's just the last half inch. And the rest of this is the pelvis. So the toe is attached to the pelvis. Essentially, the leg has been lost, but the toe has been kept. If we had a skeleton of a python or a boa, the toenails stick out of the skin right at the end here, just the very tip. And the other bone that connects it with the rest of the skeleton is the pelvis. So if somebody shows you a pet boa or python or anaconda, look at the hind end where the vent opens up, and on each side there'll be a little scale sticking out with a toenail. So some snakes, as we say, boas and pythons and little worm snakes, do have remnants of the hind limb. And those are remnants of the fact that snakes came from lizards, and lizards have feet. So although there's no leg on a snake, there are toes.
Snakes have toes.
Now you know.